There's a modern tale of three friends. And these friends lived in a very Garden of Eden-like place. They lived in the carefree days, and they filled their bellies. They did whatever they wanted to. They had no rules. One of the friends, who was known as the smart one, they were looking up at the sky, all three of them at the end of the day, relaxing. And the one who was known as the smart one, the leader, when asked, "What are those things in the sky? Those bright lights, those little things?" And he said, "Well, I think they're fireflies that have been caught up in this bluish, blackish thing." Maybe he was a smart one, but he didn't spend a lot of time thinking about the stars, or much less looking up at the stars, much less doing a lot of creative thinking. Friend number two looked into the stars and said, "Well, I don't know. I always thought that they were burning balls of gas billions of miles away." He was the one that was not known for his brains. Maybe he was just repeating what someone had told him. "I'm not." Third one said, "Well, I was told that the stars represent the great kings of old looking down on us. Story represents that the sky is a matter of perspective." What the truth is, what friend number two said, is secondary, perhaps, to what we believe the impression is that looking upon the stars leaves us with. Perhaps it's a matter of personality as well. Speaking of personality, what did this personality of Abram see in the stars that day? What caused him to believe in God when he looked out in the stars, to believe what God was telling him? Obviously, he had to use a little imagination to see the representatives, the representations of stars, those little pinpricks of light, as his children. Would we laugh? Probably. After all, we don't have any children now. Why would we have all these billions of children one day? Last week I told you to look at rainbows amid the storm, to watch for rainbows. Did anyone see any rainbows this week? We had lots of rain. One person, two people saw rainbows, three. Hopefully we all saw a little bit of metaphorical rainbows. Did we think to look? Did we remember to look for rainbows? Well, your assignment this week is to look in the sky, to look at the stars. And if you're not one that stays up late, a night owl like me, well, sometimes stars can be seen during the day, especially the moon of late. Maybe your impression will cause you to believe in the promises of God like it did for Abram. God remarked that his faith, because of his faith, that is, he was counted as righteous. Righteous. Well, first of all, let's talk about faith. Faith, in this case, seems to require just a little bit of craziness. A certain amount of it helps, right? Sort of suspend our rational minds. Just believe, just trust, just obey, like the song says. Too often, we use faith as a bullying stick. Those of us in the preaching profession, just believe in God. Believe what God tells us. We do it to keep people in line. And we point to characters like Abraham and Sarah, who seemingly believed, without having much evidence. You know, the only thing about Abraham here in this story is that the only thing redeemable, really, about Abraham, the only unique characteristic that he really had was his faith. Right? Noah and his family were said to be righteous. Moses had the skills to lead the people, and his brother Aaron and Miriam, his sister. But what is it about this guy Abraham? Why is he so special? Well, there isn't a lot of things that are special about him. Maybe that's why he's a good model of faith. He was kind of crazy. He believed in God enough in his 70s to move from his home in Ur of the Chaldeans to Canaan. How many of us are looking to relocate at 75? Probably not. Pretty crazy. He was crazy enough to believe that God would provide for him a child. He had to wait a few decades, even after this story, into his 90s. He was 99 before he had a child. Crazy to believe that that would happen. And then, crazy to hike up a mountain with his only son, the one whom God had promised him all those years that would be the father of nations and all these billions of people. He was crazy enough to believe that God would provide another sacrifice because God wouldn't ask him to do that. Crazy. Faith is crazy. Faith causes us to see crazy things sometimes. Maybe to see things in the stars that really aren't there. But maybe we need a little bit of crazy. Maybe we think too often with our rational minds. Maybe we need to look at things differently and change our perspective. When we look in the sky and see stars, for example, what are we reminded of? Burning balls of gas billions of miles away. Fireflies, are we reminded of the ancient stories of folklore and legend that we learned in school? Are we looking for the North Star or the Big Dipper? Or are we reminded of the fact that we are all of us ourselves, biologically created out of the same stuff as those little pinpricks of light, stardust? Ah, thinking creatively, thinking imaginatively, thinking perhaps the way Abraham did, that we are all under the same sky, all of us human beings. I'm reminded of a phrase that JFK said in one of his speeches, that in speaking of the Soviet Union and what we have in common with those halfway across the world whom we call our enemies, that we all breathe the same air, we all value our children's future, and we are all mortal. Abraham is considered the founding father of three great faiths, billions of people. Judaism, of course, Christianity by extension, and of Islam, incidentally. We know our history with Islam. We know the conflicts that we have had. We know of the rhetoric that's passed between both sides, back and forth, that the other's the enemy. Yet between Judaism and Christianity, the history is pretty extreme as well. It wasn't so long ago either. But even today, in 21st century, in Israel, right now, laws are being passed that discriminate against those of the Muslim faith, but also of those in the Christian faith. I wonder what Abraham thinks of that. We don't have as many differences as we pretend that we do sometimes. We talked about how the stars are seen as a sign of constancy, of something we can depend on, looking for that North Star. And when times are uncertain, Sometimes we look at stars at another blue field. Sometimes we look at those stars that are represented in our flag. We look to our country. We look to the leaders of our country. Let time and time again, those leaders have let us down, haven't they? They turn on each other. They don't work together. Nothing gets accomplished. The processes that we depend on as a democracy, as a republic, don't function as they should. No election ever will give us a savior. None. From either party. So why not put our faith in God? Maybe that's what Abraham thought. Why not put my faith in God? What do I have to lose at this stage in my life? Why not say, okay, I'll believe this crazy idea. But God has shown us things that we can depend on, hasn't he? Perhaps it wouldn't be so crazy after all. I've seen a lot of stars this week, a lot of stars out there. Stars in the people that helped out at Fairhaven. Stars in those who have stepped up to be part of the Bell Choir. All those substitutes, stars who have seen a vision of the way forward for our conference in the Ohio Conference of the UCC in the meeting that Doug Cord and I attended yesterday. People with a vision that realize that we can work together more effectively as associations and conferences, and we can learn from each other in a different time, in a different age. I've seen people that realize that just because we have less people in worship, that doesn't necessarily mean that the needs of the community are less. In fact, they might even be more. I've seen stars that have envisioned a way forward to address those needs. People that have said, yes, we have done great things for our community, but we can do more. Let's start a meal on Thursday night. Let's organize ourselves differently. Let's create a new position here at our church I'm talking about. You guys are stars. Stars. You've realized that the ways that we used to do things 50 years ago will not return. But you're stars because you have faith that God has seen a way forward. And you believe in that, and you have stepped forward to enthusiastically embrace it and serve. Serve as mentors for a confirmation student. Serve as a Sunday school teacher at our 9 o'clock hour. Serve as children's church volunteers when we have children here. You are the stars that I've seen the past few weeks, fulfilling the promises of God. You've grounded my faith not on something imaginary, not something based on some sort of ideal and fantasy in fantasy land, but in reality. And if I've seen it, God sees it too. And God counts that faith that you have as righteousness. Now, we're good Protestants. We don't believe in works righteousness. But what faith does is open up the possibility for us to receive the grace that God has for all people, all of Abraham's people. God sees you, sees the stars that you have been. God sees that as righteous and embraces us.